Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I carry out my divinely appointed position as a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls of people that I meet as I live my journey of purpose. A journey of purpose. I love that. I love that. So much to the point that I live this fabulous life. Not because everything is going good or everything is going my way. It's not because of that, but it's because of what our subject is today, and that is count it all joy. So no matter what we're going through, no matter what I have to face, I look at it as because who God has made me to be, and that's fabulous to help me to go through, to go on through, because anybody can start out. But can you go through it? And with God's help, we can. But do we? Do we? And I am so glad that He's in my life and that I have learned to depend upon God. All right, then. I am so glad that you are here with me today. And like I said, we have another beautiful topic, count it all joy. And that's what we want to do. We want to count it all joy. But we know who the joy keeper is. And if we know who the joy keeper is, then we can count it all joy because He's the one that's carrying it. He has it all under and in control. So we want to count it all joy. But before we get into our topic on today, we want to stop and we want to have a word of prayer because we're believing for God's anointing as we go through this broadcast on today. So come go with me. If you have whatever that situation is, And it's been kind of bothering you. But today, I want you to believe with me that we're going to count it all joy. And the Lord is going to work it out as He does all the time. He's always working something out. And we're living in that time that we either going into something or we're coming out of something. So it's just a cycle of life, a cycle of life. And the sooner that we realize that we need God's help in going through these situations, the better off we will be, because he will be carrying it, and we will be in his rest and in his joy. So, if you are ready, let us go and let us talk to the joy maker right now. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. We thank you right now that you are our joy maker, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and that we are to count the situations that come in our lives. We are to count them all joy, because you are the one, God, that allowed the tests to come into our lives. And we want to thank you for it right now, God. You are in control of all things, God. Nothing can happen except you allow it, God. And we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your continued blessings, your continued mercy, your continued grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, as we live this purpose, life, God. Everything, God, let us live a purpose life, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are the one, God. You're the one, God. It's all about you, Lord, and what you would have and how you would have us, God, representing you, God, in the name of Jesus. Asking that you would encourage my sister on today, God. Encourage my brother, God, in the name of Jesus, as we go through, God, as we go through this life, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You said that we would seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, that all of these things that we need, Lord, that we ask for, that they would be added. And, Father, we're standing on your mighty word today, God, in the name of Jesus. To bring it about, God, to bring it to pass, Lord. Now I ask that you would bless them, God. I touch and agree with them, God, in the name of Jesus, for them to go through, God, for them to count it all joy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you might get the glory, God, and all of the praise, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now, Father, we ask that you would go into the hospital, God, to the sick, God. Walk up and down those halls, God. Visit each room, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch those bodies right now, God, and heal, God, as only you can, God, in the name of Jesus. Go to the nursing homes, God. Visit the homes of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go in there, Lord, and arrest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Arrest anger, Lord Jesus. Arrest mistreatment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Just have your mighty way, God, in that home on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Break down confusion, oh God. Let peace abide, God, in the name of Jesus. It's only God, only you, God, for you are God, the joy maker, Lord. Thank you for it right now, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can count it all joy. And we thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now we ask that you would look on the bereaved families, God, everywhere, God. You're the only one that know how, God, to heal us heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God, for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless the Haynes family, God, in the name of Jesus, the Martins, the Barnes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Wells, oh God, as they go through, God, and prepare, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to lay Mother Haynes to rest, God. But I know that you're there for each one of them, God, and ask your blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you, Lord. We ask that you would continue to look on our bishops, Lord, our elders, our pastors, oh God, my own pastor, God, Elder Mitchell, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the missionaries, God, everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now, God. Look on your people and bless, God. It's my prayer, it's my request on today, God, and we thank you for it right now, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for Ephesians 3 and 20, God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare it and decree it over our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just magnify you, for you are so worthy, God, of every one of our praises, God. And we give them to you, Lord. Where would we be if it was not for you, God, on our side today, God? In the name of Jesus, we wouldn't stand a chance, oh God. We wouldn't know what to do, God. But because we have you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we know just what to do, God. Because we're not alone, but you're with us. And you live in us, God. And we thank you for that right now, Father. Now, we thank you for your anointing on this broadcast today, Lord. And we ask your blessings, God. And you said that if we would acknowledge you, God, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. We thank you for direction right now. In Jesus' name we pray today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. 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 We thank God. We thank God for prayer on today, for prayer, prayer. Talking to the master, talking to him, a conversation with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We say, have a little talk with Jesus. Yes. Say, tell him all about your troubles, and he will answer by and by. So it's by and by, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we magnify God on today for prayer. That phone, just like in the White House, they have that red phone, and you can call it for emergency purposes or whatever the situation may be. Well, prayer is our emergency situation. It's prayer. We can call him up, and we can tell him what we want, what we need him to do, and ask him to help us, deliver us, set us free, whatever the situation might be. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God for prayer. I know I do. I thank God for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I can call him up at any time. It don't make no difference what time of day or night. You can call on Jesus, and he will answer. So we can call him up today. So if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request there, or you can download our church app, All Nations Christian Center, Church of God in Christ, and you can go and leave your request right there. And we will be praying for you. Now, if you would like to be a guest on my show, or you have an idea maybe for a show, or you would love for me to come and be a motivational encourager on your program or your event, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you have a testimony of God's goodness to you, you can call me right now at 347-850-8928 and share that testimony, for I am live and in living color for the next 14 minutes right here on Blog Talk Radio. All righty then. And don't forget to, when you visit my website, to check out my books and read them, order them, and be encouraged. Check out the broadcast, and you can listen right there to the different messages that the Lord has given and be encouraged. All right then. So today we are talking about count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. And I know that that's a work on. It's not something that we will just be able to do overnight. Because I know through many tears, I have come to do just that. Through many long nights, many sleepless nights, I've learned to do just that. Count it all joy. Because the tests, they are going to come, whether we like it or not. We told God when we got saved, we told him that we wanted to be saved. And you know what? We don't know how to get to heaven. We've never been there, and we've never talked to anyone that has been there and come back and told us what we need to do. So God is the only one that knows how, what we need to pull off, what we need to put on, and he know how to get us where he would have us. And so the tests come to make us. And so we yet have to count it all joy as we go through. James 1 and 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. Temptations. When we fall into situations that we can't handle, that done tempted us, that done moved us into it. But what did he say? He said that he, even though we may go there, but he said he would give us a way to escape. So in the word of God, he has an answer for every situation we will ever encounter. All we've got to do is get in God's word so we can find out what it is. Lord, what do I need to go through here? How do I go through here? I need you, Lord Jesus, to go through here. So he says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. He did not say fall out. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispensation, greetings. Consider it pure joy. Pure joy. Have you ever just had pure joy? Do you even know what it is to have pure joy? To have the joy of the Lord. You know, that is one of the fruit of the Spirit, is joy. One of his characteristics of Jesus. So having Jesus in our lives, we are to have joy, which is one of his characteristics. So he says, my brother, when you encounter trials of many kinds, do you hear that? Of many kinds, because we're going to have all kinds of things to happen in our lives. Trials of many kinds, tests of many kinds. They will come as long as we are alive and in this world. We will have tests. in the school system, each year, the children are tested, the STAR test, to see where they are. But there are smaller tests that they have each week. So just think about that. If we end up going to school naturally, so, but we're in the school of life, and if the schools give tests, well, then God's going to give us tests also to see, so that we can see. Not that he can see, because he already know. He already know where we are. But so that we can see where we are in him, of where we are, period. So many kinds of tests are going to come in our lives, many kinds of trials. He said, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. The testing of our faith. We said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we've got to get the word in us. We've got to move out of self and move in word of God. So the more the test, and we stand the test, and faith comes, it develops perseverance, that hold out, that hold on power, that continuing power to go through whatever the test. I did not say that it would be easy, and he didn't say that it would be easy, but he did say he would be with us as we go through these different tests. He went through. Jesus went through tests, trials, tribulations. He went through for us. He did it. He was that perfect example that we too can do it. And you know what? He went, he was there by himself going through. But he went through so that we could be encouraged by him. And the Holy Spirit is right there for us, just like it was there for him when he was in the garden. And so many times it was there for him. The Holy Spirit is here for us as we too go through counting it all joy. Counting it all joy. Matthew 5:12 says, rejoice and celebrate, because great is your reward. Oh my God. Who's not looking for a reward? Who don't want a reward? We want a reward. But we've got to do something to earn that reward. And what is that something? Going through, counting it all joy. Counting it all joy. For great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets before you, we should not pray so much for the removal of affliction as for wisdom to make a right use of it. Ain't that something? So many times we want to hurry up and get out of it. Hurry up. Just get me out of it. Just get me out of it. I don't want to go through anything. We just kind of have fits, like the children, the little children, them fell out in the floor and having a fit. Just having a fit because we don't want to go through anything. But we're not alone. We have Jesus on our side, right there with us. So, but we want that reward. We want that reward. So if we want a reward, then we're going to have to do something to earn that reward. And that is, count it all joy. when we go through the different trials, the different situations, the different things that we go through. Count it all joy. We got to find a way. We have to find a way to become to that peace place so that we can count it all joy. We should not pray so much for the removal of affliction as for wisdom to make a right use of it. And who does not want wisdom to guide him under trials? I know I do. I want wisdom how to go through, both in regulating his own spirit and in managing his affairs. I do. I want God to direct me. That's why I'm telling him and getting that scripture in my heart. If I acknowledge him in all of my ways and my doings, that he will direct me. And I'm standing on the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. A mind that has a single and prevailing regard to its spiritual and eternal interest. We did not come to stay here. We are just passers, or however you want to say that. We're just passing through this land, earth. But this is not our home. This is not home. So we're going to have to think about the things that we're doing, the things that we're saying. Are they pleasing to God? Are they pleasing to God? Because we're going to have to leave here one day. And we want God to be pleased with us because we want to make heaven our home. And we want to hear him say, well done, well done. Right now, we want people to say it. And we are so carried away with what people say. But is God pleased with it? Is God pleased with it? Because the person don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But God do. So are you pleasing God? Are you pleasing God? That's what we want to do. We want to please God. And who does not want wisdom to guide him under trials, both in regarding his own spirit and in managing his affairs? A mind that has a single and prevailing regard to his spiritual and eternal interests, and that keeps steady in its purpose for God. God has purpose for each one of us, and we have to stay in our lane, stay focused on the purpose that God has for us. And that person will grow wise by affliction. Will continue fervent in devotion and rise above trials and opposition. No condition of life is such to hinder rejoicing in God. What does the eagle do when the storm comes? He flies above the storm, and he just soars. So that's what we are to do with Christ in our lives. Romans 5:3 says, not only that, but we also rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance is persistence and continuing. James 1:12 said, blessed is the man who persevere under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. James 1:6 says that, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. James 1:19, my beloved brothers, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And that's what we have got to do. Count it all joy as we go through these different situations of life. Because we are blessed. God blessed us. And he has blessed us that we're able to go through. So count it all joy Until the next time, be blessed. Signing out, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green. Bye-bye.